Look back at the lessons so far. Every architecture, from the linear classifier in Lesson 2 through the ConvNets, detectors, segmenters, video models, and self-supervised encoders, has been discriminative. It takes an image in and produces a label, a box, a mask, a heat map, or a feature vector that distinguishes images from each other. That is one of the two halves of machine learning. The other half is generative. Produce a new image, given some signal, random noise, a class label, a text caption, or no input at all. A generative vision model does not classify, it synthesizes. The history of how the field built these is a fast-moving story, and the lessons in the rest of Phase 3 cover three distinct generations of generative image models. This lesson covers the first two families, the variational autoencoder, VAE, and the generative adversarial network, GAN, both introduced in 2013 to 2014. The next lesson covers diffusion models, which have largely replaced both at the high end since around 2020. Their differences are instructive, and the trade-offs you meet in this lesson set up what diffusion is solving. Note on scope, full derivations for both VAEs and GANs, the evidence lower bound for VAEs, the min-max game theory for GANs, are mechanically interesting and live in sister tracks. Teen Touch Main, a coming Claudemy track on generative modeling, goes deep on VAEs. T24, image generation specifically, goes deep on the GAN training dynamics. This lesson stays at the intuition and vision applied use level. What each architecture does, what trade-off characterizes it, and how to recognize each in a paper or product. Discriminative versus generative. The conceptual split. A discriminative model learns the probability of a label given an image. That is what every architecture so far has done. A generative model learns something about the probability distribution over images themselves, or at least how to sample from it. With a learned distribution over images, or a learned sampling procedure for it, you can do something a discriminative model fundamentally cannot. Produce a new image that looks plausible, that comes from the same distribution as your training images. That capability unlocks a different set of tasks. Discriminative tasks, the entire track so far. Classification, detection, segmentation, retrieval, recognition. Generative tasks, this and the next two lessons. Image synthesis from scratch. Conditional image generation, class conditional, text conditional. In-painting, super resolution, style transfer, image-to-image translation, data augmentation by synthesis, latent space manipulation for semantic editing. A useful way to hold the two. Discriminative models slice up image space. This region is cat, this region is dog. Generative models describe image space. Here is what a plausible image looks like. Here, sample one. The variational autoencoder. VAE. The first family. Variational autoencoders. Kingma and Welling 2014, Resende et al. 2014 independently, put a probabilistic spin on the autoencoder architecture. The shape is encoder-decoder, similar to UNET, Lesson 8, but with a different middle. An encoder maps an input image X to a distribution over a latent vector Z. Specifically, it outputs two vectors, a mean and a standard deviation, typically of the same dimensionality as the latent vector. The latent Z is then sampled from the normal distribution with that mean and variance. A decoder maps a latent sample Z back to a reconstruction of the image. To generate a new image, skip the encoder. Sample Z directly from the standard normal, a fixed prior over the latent space, feed it to the decoder, and read out the synthesized image. The decoder learned during training to map random-looking latent vectors into plausible image space outputs. The training objective is two terms added together. A reconstruction loss that penalizes how badly the decoder reproduces the input image from its latent sample, typically pixel MSE or cross-entropy. a KL divergence regularizer that pushes the encoder's per image distribution toward the standard normal prior. This is what keeps the latent space well organized. Every point in the latent space has to correspond to some plausible image, not just the exact training images. The combined loss is called the evidence lower bound, LBO. Full derivation lives in T19. Here, you only need that minimize reconstruction error and keep latent close to a known prior, is the intuition. The reparameterization trick, worked by hand. There is one structural piece worth doing concretely, because it shows up everywhere in modern generative modeling, the reparameterization trick. The problem, training the VAE needs gradients to flow back from the decoder's loss, through the sampled Z, to the encoder's mean and standard deviation. But sampling is a non-differentiable random operation. You cannot backpropagate through draw a random number. The fix? Rewrite the sampling so the randomness comes from a separate, parameter-free source. Instead of sampling Z directly from that distribution, write Z as the mean plus the standard deviation times a noise term epsilon, where epsilon is drawn from a fixed, parameter-free standard normal. Now Z is a deterministic function of the mean, the standard deviation, and the random epsilon, so gradients can flow through the mean and standard deviation, the parts you want to train, while the randomness sits in epsilon, which has no parameters and needs no gradient. A small numerical example. Say the encoder produces a mean of 0.5 and 0.2 and a standard deviation of 0.1 and 0.3. Sample one noise vector epsilon of 0.5 and 1.0 from the standard normal. Apply the trick. That Z is the input to the decoder. Gradients flow back from the loss through the mean and standard deviation paths. The reparameterization trick is short, elegant, and the reason VAEs train at all. It now also shows up in many other models that need differentiable sampling. VAE characteristics. VAEs have a recognizable strength and a recognizable weakness. Strength: smooth, well-organized latent space. The KL regularizer pushes the latent distribution toward a smooth prior, so nearby points in latent space tend to decode to similar-looking images. You can interpolate between two images by interpolating between their latent vectors, and the decoded interpolations look like a gradual morph rather than a jarring switch. Latent space arithmetic, the famous King D man plus woman equals queen style algebra, tends to work better in VAEs than in many alternatives. Weakness: blurry outputs. The pixel-level reconstruction loss, averaging over plausible reconstructions, tends to produce images that look slightly washed out, with fine detail smoothed away. For applications that need photorealistic fine detail, vanilla VAEs are not the right tool. The Generative Adversarial Network, GAN. The other family, Generative Adversarial Networks, Goodfellow et al., 2014, took a completely different approach. Train two networks against each other. A generator G takes random noise Z, sampled from some fixed prior, often the standard normal, and produces an image. Goal: produce images that fool the discriminator. A discriminator D takes an image, either a real one from the training set or a fake one produced by G, and outputs the probability that it is real. Goal: classify correctly. The two are trained jointly in an adversarial loop. The discriminator tries to get better at distinguishing real from fake. The generator tries to get better at fooling the discriminator. At a hypothetical equilibrium, the generator's outputs are indistinguishable from real images, and the discriminator is forced to output 0.5. It cannot tell which is which. There is no encoder in a vanilla GAN. G goes straight from randoms to an image. To generate, sample Z and run G. That is the whole inference path. The training procedure is the min-max game: minimize over the generator, maximize over the discriminator, where V is the discriminator's classification loss. Operationally, alternate between updating D, sharpen the real versus fake discrimination, and updating G push G's outputs toward what D currently calls real. Full derivation and the convergence story live in T24. GN characteristics. JNs have a recognizably opposite trade-off from VAEs. Strength: sharp, photorealistic outputs. Trained well, GANs produce strikingly realistic images, often with crisper fine detail than VAEs. The discriminator's pressure to distinguish real from fake forces, the generator to match real image statistics at high spatial frequencies, which is what gives the sharp look. Weakness: hard to train. The two network adversarial dynamics are unstable. The generator and discriminator can fall into oscillations. The generator can collapse to producing only a few image modes. Mode collapse, where every random Z decodes to a similar image. And the loss values are not directly meaningful as a training signal. The generator's loss going down can mean it is improving, or that the discriminator got worse, or both. GAN training is a substantial engineering art. Many subsequent papers, DCGAN, DuGAN, Spectral Norm, StyleGAN's progressive growing, refined the recipe. Other catches: GANs do not give you a likelihood over images. They only give you a sampler. They also typically have no encoder, so going from a given image back to its latent code is non-trivial. Techniques like GAN inversion address this with extra work. Modern GAN landmarks, briefly. DGAN, Radford et al., 2015. Architectural recipe that made GAN training reliable in the early years. StyleGAN, StyleGAN 2, StyleGAN 3, Karas et al., 2018, 2020, 2021. Face generation quality breakthrough. The famous photorealistic fake face papers. BigGAN, Brock et al., 2018. Demonstrated GANs scale to class conditional generation at high resolution on ImageNet. The VAE vs GAN trade-off, summarized. VAE, GAN. Output sharpness. Slightly blurry, sharp, photorealistic. Latent space, smooth, well-organized, good for interpolation, arithmetic. Less structured by default. Training stability, stable, principled loss, ELBO. Unstable requires engineering art. Likelihood, approximate, via ELBO. None, only a sampler. Has encoder, yes, built in. No, separate inversion required. Mode collapse risk, no, yes. Neither was a perfect solution, which is part of why the next lesson's diffusion models have largely replaced both at the high end since around 2020. Vision use cases. Beyond raw image generation, both families have been applied widely. Image-to-image translation, sketch, photo, day, night, satellite, map. Pix2Pix and CycleGAN are the canonical references. Super resolution. SRGAN and successors generate high-resolution outputs from low-resolution inputs. In painting, both VAEs and GANs can fill in missing regions. VAE-style methods tend to produce smoother fills, GAN-based methods sharper. Data augmentation by synthesis. Generate synthetic training data when real data is scarce. Medical imaging is again a common case. Latent space semantic editing. Smile. No smile, glasses on, off, age progression. Works particularly well with StyleGAN structured latent space. Many of these applications still use GAN or VAE backbones in production today. Cost and latency reasons. Diffusion is slower at inference. Even as diffusion has displaced them for highest quality novel image generation. Why this matters when you use AI. When you see a system that generates novel images, whether photorealistic faces of people who do not exist, sketched photo translations, super-resolved satellite imagery, or face swap demos, it is almost certainly a generative model from this lesson's two families, or a diffusion model from the next, or some hybrid. The VAE VRESCAN trade-off also shows up in how you choose architecture for a generative task. If smoothness and interpretability of the latent space matters, semantic editing, interpolation, controlled generation, VAE family methods are often the right starting point. If maximum photorealism matters, face generation, super resolution, Jan family or diffusion methods usually win. If you do not need novel image generation at all, but want to encode images into a compact representation for retrieval, for downstream classification, the self-supervised encoders from Lesson 10 are a better tool than either. Common pitfalls: conflating generative with discriminative just because both are deep models. They learn fundamentally different things: a distribution over images versus the probability of a label given an image. And the architectures and training procedures are different. A discriminative model cannot generate. A generative model can be used to classify, but it is usually not the right tool for that. Treating GAN training as standard supervised training, it is a min-max adversarial loop, not a single loss minimization. The loss values do not behave like classification losses. Going down does not always mean improving. And the stability tricks, gradient penalty, spectral normalization, progressive growing, are essential, not optional. Thinking VAEs are obsolete. Pure photorealism, diffusion wins. But VAEs are still load-bearing in many production systems, often as a first-stage encoder, taking raw images down to a compact latent space that a diffusion model then operates on, as in the latent diffusion architectures used in popular image generators. The VAE never went away. It moved into a different layer of the stack, reading GAN as synonymous with deepfake. Deepfakes are one application of generative models. Most generative model work is on image synthesis for medical imaging, scientific visualization, content creation, data augmentation, and many other neutral or beneficial uses. The technique is general. The ethical considerations are about specific applications, and they are real, but they apply to any generative model family, not GAN specifically. What you should remember: discriminative versus generative. Discriminative models learn the probability of a label given an image and slice up image space. Generative models learn the distribution over images, or how to sample from it, and describe image space. VAEs, Kingma and Welling, 2014. Encoder maps image to a latent distribution, a mean and a standard deviation. The reparameterization trick writes Z's as the mean plus the standard deviation times a standard normal noise term, which makes sampling differentiable. Decoder reconstructs. Trained with reconstruction plus KL to prior, the elbow. Smooth latent space, slightly blurry outputs. GANs, Goodfellow et al., 2014. Generator G takes noise to image. Discriminator D classifies real versus fake, trained adversarially. Sharp, photorealistic outputs. Training is unstable. Mode collapse, oscillation. No likelihood, no built-in encoder. Modern landmarks, DCGEN, Style GAN, Big GAN. Use the right tool for the job. Smooth latent space, SLAW. Interpretability, VAE family. Maximum photorealism, GAN or diffusion. Encode only, no generation. Self-supervised encoders from Lesson 10. Diffusion, next lesson, has largely replaced both at the high end since around 2020, but VAEs and GANs remain in production for cost and latency reasons. Discriminative models recognize, generative models imagine. VAEs and GANs were the first two ways the field learned to make networks imagine. Diffusion is the third, and it is the next lesson. Next, GANs and VAEs each have a characteristic limitation: training instability for GANs, blurriness for VAEs. The next lesson covers diffusion models, which approach generation via a different mechanism, gradually denoise random noise into an image that solves both problems and has become the modern default for high-quality image generation. It is also the architecture behind most of the famous text-to-image systems of recent years,